Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is John Batso, conversation with colleague Jana Tensaya. What to watch for among the groups with guns in Iran, the besieged, the military, the militia, or the besieged, and the police are separate from the besieged. Also the IRGC and the Al-Quds Force, all of these different competing elements. What to watch for in the event one of them weakens away from the regime and towards the United States' effort to free the people of Iran from the brutes. Here, Jonathan outlines what to watch for in the coming days, the targeting, what to watch for. Much more of this tonight.
That's an excellent question. You're right to point out that there are different core groups that form the Islamic Republic's military body. So far, there's been unconfirmed reports suggesting that some within the conventional military might be increasingly looking at defections. I don't know if I would characterize the main people involved in some of these organizations any differently. If you've served the Islamic Republic for the last half a century, it doesn't really matter if the name of your group is the Revolutionary Guard Corps or the conventional military or the besieged. They've been aiding the same movement. I think the way to better characterize this is based on ranks. I think foot soldiers from all angles are getting alienated more and more. So if there were to really pivot towards hyper-local attacks against specific units that are driving around Tehran, that signals to us that the war has entered its new phase of going after the personnel as opposed to the infrastructure.